Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Action Research, Improving Schools and Empowering Educators by Craig A. Mertler is a practitioner-oriented education research text that explains how teachers, school leaders, and other educators can investigate problems in their own professional settings, rather than presenting research as an external academic activity. The book frames it as a systematic process for improving instruction, classroom routines, school procedures, and student learning. Its genre is applied educational research, with emphasis on classroom-based inquiry, reflective practice, and school improvement. Mertler guides readers through the major stages of action research, collecting and analyzing data, considering ethics and validity, and sharing results with stakeholders. The book is especially useful because it translates research methods into procedures educators can realistically use while continuing their daily work. Its purpose is both technical and professional to build research skill while strengthening educator agency. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, action research as practitioner-led inquiry for local school improvement. A central idea in Mertler's book is that the educator is not merely the consumer of published findings, but the investigator of a local problem that affects teaching, learning, leadership, or school operations. This distinction matters because many school problems are shaped by context, the students, curriculum, policies, schedules, resources, and professional culture of a particular site. A strategy that works in one district may not transfer directly to another, so action research values practical fit over broad generalization. Mertler presents this approach as systematic rather than casual reflection. Educators identify a concern, gather evidence, analyze patterns, and make informed decisions about action. The process, therefore, turns everyday professional questions into disciplined inquiry. Its value lies in giving educators a structured method for improving their own practice while producing knowledge that is immediately usable. The book's emphasis on local application makes research less remote and more connected to decisions educators actually face. Secondly, turning problems of practice into focused and feasible research questions, the book gives substantial attention to the beginning of an action research project, where educators move from a general concern to a manageable research focus. This step is important because school issues often appear as broad frustrations, such as low engagement, inconsistent attendance, uneven achievement, or ineffective communication. Mertler's approach requires educators to narrow such concerns into questions that can be investigated with available time, access, and data. A useful action research question must be connected to practice, answerable through evidence, and specific enough to guide data collection. This framing prevents the project from becoming either too vague to act on or too ambitious for a classroom or school-based study. The process also asks educators to examine assumptions by clarifying the problem, reviewing related literature, and defining the scope of inquiry. Practitioners create a stronger foundation. The book treats this planning stage not as a formality but as the intellectual discipline that determines whether the later findings will be meaningful. Thirdly, practical use of qualitative, quantitative, and mixed data in education, such as observations, interviews, open-ended responses, journals, and student work. It also recognizes the usefulness of mixed methods when a problem requires both measurable outcomes and contextual understanding. This balance is significant because school improvement questions rarely fit neatly into one type of evidence. For example, a teacher may need to know whether a strategy improved performance and also why students responded to it in a certain way. The book encourages educators to select methods that align with the research question rather than collecting data simply because it is available. It also emphasizes feasibility, since classroom-based inquiry must occur within professional constraints. The result is a practical methodology that supports evidence-informed action without demanding the scale of formal institutional research. Fourthly, reflection, ethics, and validity as safeguards for trustworthy educator research. A distinctive feature of the book is its integration of professional reflection with technical research procedures. Mertler does not present action research as a mechanical sequence of steps. He connects it. Reflection helps practitioners examine why a problem matters. The book addresses the need for ethical care because action research often involves students, colleagues, or school communities with whom the researcher has an existing relationship. Issues such as informed participation, confidentiality, responsible data use, and avoidance of harm are especially important when inquiry occurs inside the researcher's workplace. Mertler also discusses credibility and validity in terms appropriate to practitioner research. Findings must be supported by relevant evidence, consistent analysis, and awareness of limitations. These elements protect action research from becoming mere opinion. The book's attention to reflection, ethics, and trustworthiness, communicating findings to stakeholders, and converting evidence into action. The later stages of Mertler's action research process focus on what educators do with their findings. The book stresses that inquiry is incomplete if results remain private and communicate conclusions to audiences such as students, families, colleagues, administrators, or professional learning communities. This communication does not have to resemble a traditional academic article, but it should be clear, organized, and supported by data. The purpose is to make the inquiry useful for improvement. Sharing findings can help a teacher refine instruction, a team adjust an intervention, or a school leader evaluate a procedure. It can also invite dialogue, which is important because action research often raises new questions rather than providing final answers. Mertler's emphasis on communication links research to professional empowerment. Educators gain authority when they can explain decisions through evidence. In this way, the book presents action research as a cycle of inquiry, action, reflection, and further improvement rather than a one-time project. In conclusion, action research, improving schools and empowering educators, is best suited for practicing teachers, instructional coaches, teacher leaders, principals, district administrators, and graduate students in education who need a practical guide to inquiry-based improvement. Readers who are new to research methods, more experienced educators can use it as a framework for organizing professional learning communities, school improvement initiatives, or dissertation-style practitioner studies. Its intellectual benefit is that it clarifies the difference between research done on schools and research conducted by educators within schools. Compared with many educational research texts, Mertler's book stands out because it is not primarily written for detached academic researchers. It translates methodological concepts into the realities of classrooms and school systems, while still insisting on systematic evidence, ethical practice. And reflective interpretation. Similar books may emphasize either teacher reflection or formal research technique. This one is distinctive because it joins both. It positions action research as job-embedded professional development, giving educators a way to improve practice while developing stronger professional judgment. If you would like to support Craig A. Mertler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.